Nick, what's your thoughts, mindset for this club as you ride a 6-game winning streak into the final game of the year here tomorrow against Nashville?
That's pretty exciting, right? It's the first time in the 2 years I've been here we've done that. And even though we're not making the playoffs this year, it still shows the kind of team that we are and that we want to be next year and for years to come. So we're going to go out there and play the way we've played the last 6 games.
How much confidence or excitement has this given your group that will be back next year for next season?
Well, a lot, of course. Like I said, even though we're not making the playoffs, we're still playing some really good hockey against playoff teams. So we're going out there. We're playing the way we want to. We're playing the full 60 most of the times. And that's something that we want to continue.
Nick, have you had a call from home yet about playing at the Worlds?
No.
Do you expect one?
Yes.
How soon?
Don't know.
Are you going?
Possibly. No, I haven't gotten a call yet, but I'm sure I'll get one either Sunday or Monday, and I am probably going.
You don't have any injury issues that would prevent you from or dissuade you from going?
No.
So you'd like to go?
I love going. I love playing for the Danish national team. Putting that jersey on gives you a special feeling, being able to represent your country. So I love going.
Is there a thought, too, now with the Olympics out of the picture, maybe that this is as good as it's going to get internationally for a lot of you guys?
For a lot of...
A lot of guys in the NHL now, the world is all there's going to be, maybe.
Well, we didn't make it. Denmark didn't make it to the Olympics. But, you know, I think that the World Championships is something that every athlete in the world wants to do. I want to go whenever I can. And it's a super exciting tournament. Next year it's in Denmark. You know, hopefully I can't go next year. But it's going to be it's always exciting to go back home and represent your country. So yeah.
How do you look at the year that you've had and how your game has grown to be a player that's a top six guy every night and one of the most dangerous guys offensively?
I think I've taken a big step from last year. In everything, the biggest step that I've taken that I haven't really shown the last couple of games is defensively. I feel like I've taken a big step, and I've just tried to work on all the small details that Paul and the coaching staff, the players have kind of told me about and helped me a little bit. I've tried to work on them as much as I could during the off season, and during the season now as well. So I feel like I've taken a big step, but there's still some way to go.
On that point, we talked in that last Saturday night game about, you know, as a young guy learning to bring that consistent effort right through 82 games in a season. Do you see a little bit of that in your team as well? I mean, here you're showing 6 straight wins against really good teams. I think it's just a matter of learning how to bring the kind of game you guys can play on a more consistent basis every night.
Yes, we got to be able to compete and play a simple good game when it's not really working for us. We got to be able to do that for 82 games. We know we're not going to win 82 games next year, but we want to give ourselves a chance to win every single game. And that's what we've been doing the past 10 games, and that's why we've been doing so well.
We saw you with Patrick just about every day this year. What's it going to be like for a few months without him?
It's going to be so nice.
Does he feel the same way?
I think so. No, you know what? He's He's a great guy. You know, it's always good spending time with him. But it's also going to be nice to go back home and relax. Because sometimes it can be a little bit too much. But yeah,
you might face him on the ice a month.
In the quarterfinals.
Or
the finals. Well, we played against each other last year at the World Championships before he became a Jet. But I think we all kind of knew what was going to happen at the draft. So it was pretty special playing against a guy like him, who has 36 goals, one of the best shots in this league already. He's 18 years old. So it would be fun playing against him again.
How would you throw him off his game now? Now that you know him so well.
Well, I don't want to give tips to all the other teams here, but
take his pregame video games away.
Definitely get his PlayStation out of the room, and he'd be miserable. So, yeah, that'd be my plan one, plan A.
From watching him this year, how do you think he's been able to handle everything that he's gone through as, again, an 18-year-old kid?
Really well. Coming in as a young guy like him and having pressure on him from the beginning, it's not easy. I had a little bit of that last year, but from what I've seen and heard this year, mine was just a little bit, and what Matthews and Lion have been going through is, it's a lot of things going through their heads during their first year, and I think he's handled that really, really well, and he's showed that on the ice. He hasn't had a big slump. He's still gone out there and played the game, and played as well as he could, and worked hard. So he's handled that well.